Your goal should never be to do things well. Your goal should always be to do them better. You should never root yourself in being a good friend, son, daughter, parent, spouse, or even a good Christian. You should never settle for having good things. You should always march forward to the better things that God has in store for you. But better, that begins with you, because the better you are internally, the better you will become externally. Therefore, in your quest for better, prioritize bettering yourself, physically, spiritually, mentally, but also socially. Solomon wrote, "Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble." You see, the people you choose to socialize with, for good or bad, they will have a profound impact on the direction and quality of your life. It's unavoidable. You'll have to interact with many people, some who are wise and a whole lot of foolish ones too. And by the way, a wise person is simply the person who knows what's right and chooses to do what's right. For example, it's a person who knows that smoking leads to cancer, therefore they choose not to smoke. A fool is the person who knows that smoking leads to cancer and chooses to smoke anyway. In life, you may have to interact with some foolish people, and if you're honest, on many occasions you've probably acted foolishly yourself. But it's one thing to interact with foolish people, and it's a whole other thing to walk with them. If you walk with the wise, wisdom will rub off on you, because wisdom is contagious. But if you choose to walk with fools, you won't become a fool, but you will get into trouble, because trouble is also contagious. So, you get into trouble when you choose to do life with the unwise. The truth is that the people you choose to walk with will either make your life better or get you in trouble. So, choose wisely who you will walk through life with.